Okay, we're having some difficulty with the internet here. I'm using Shkai Khadir. We're using Adir's phone. If you can't hear, please message in or give us the show. Okay, today's office, Yavamas Lamed Zayin. We left off on Lamed Vav, Amid Beis, where the two dots, roughly a third of the way down the page, so we are a little bit behind. Hopefully we'll catch up a bit more today. We had said in the Mishnah that if the Yavam performs Yibam on his sister-in-law, and she ultimately ends up being pregnant, and obviously the pregnancy from the deceased husband, if it's a viable child, would render there no need for Yibam, and they'd actually have to be chayiv a korban chatas if the child is born. So he said, if the child ends up not being viable, he said in the Mishnah, if the child's not viable, then Yikayim, he's able to keep his wife. Things work out. I mean, unfortunately, the child wasn't born, but things worked out that it didn't end up being an Isser of Eishes Ach, Shlomach Mitzvah, because the child didn't end up living, so it ended up being that indeed she was Zakat Yibam. So the Mishnah says, therefore, she can keep, the Yavam could keep his Yavama, he can keep her as a wife. Says the Gemara, however, a qualification. Tana. Mishnah Rabbeleza, Amru, Yetzi Beget. Rabbeleza said, no, we cannot ask this guy. He jumped the gun and married his sister-in-law prior to there being a heter for Yibam, or mitzvah Yibam, because she was still pregnant then. I'll be brave, most pregnancies end up being a child, being a viable baby. And therefore, Adrava, he was potentially I'll be brave, Aver Suffolk Isser of Eshazach. It didn't work out that way, but therefore we force him to be made to beget. We knas him that he should divorce his wife. He should divorce his sister-in-law with a get. Amarava. Rameir Rablazar, Rameir Rameir, and Rablazar say the same thing, meaning Rablazar, Adamar Rablazar just said about our Mishnah that we knas the brother-in-law and force him to divorce the wife, the sister-in-law that he married prematurely. That's Rablazar's knas. And we find the similar ruling for Rameir. Rameir, Tataimun, Tarabaisa, Laisa, Adamar, Baras, Chavir, Menex, Chavir. We had this earlier in Mesechta that a person should not marry his friend's wife who had recently, who's pregnant, or who was still nursing. Why? Because we're scared that she's going to want to make him happy. They're going to have a new child together, and she's going to kind of abandon her original child. She's not going to have lactate enough to nurse the child. She's not going to take proper care of the first child. So you wait till the child's 2 years old, till you marry a friend's wife that's either pregnant or already nursing. Vimnasa. Now, what if they jump the gun and marry before 2 years? Yaitzi v'le'achzolam, Mr. Rameir. Rameir said they have to get divorced. Not only do they have to get divorced, they cannot get remarried forever. That's a knas. They're not being married to 2 years is a protection for the baby. The fact that they can't get remarried even after the baby's 2 years old, that's a knas. That's her mayor saying the same idea as knas as her blazer. And also, Yaitzi v'le'achzolam, Mr. You get divorced and you cannot get remarried at all. To be remarried, Chama Rameir, no. Yaitzi, they talk to get divorced. They're Chama agree that we knas that they have to get divorced. Uchshegi is manai, lichnois, yichnois. When the time comes that the baby is already viable, 2 years old, the baby is not as dependent on the mother, then they can get back together and get married again. We don't knas further than this man. So Rameir, who knas over there by marrying Muberis Umenek Chaveri, seems to align with Rebbe Lezer in our sugya, knas says the Yavam for marrying the Yavama while she's still pregnant. Says Gemara, no. Amar Abaye, Mimai, who told you he makes such a connection? I can deflect it in both directions. Dilmalahi, maybe Rameir and Rebbe Lezer are not connected at all. Atka the cover, Rebbe Lezer Hacha, maybe Rebbe Lezer only said over here that we knas on making of a get because Amar Kshim took a punga b'yisayish echdaraisa. If there's no Mitzvah Yibam, marrying his brother's wife, his sister-in-law, is an iser deraisa of erva. Since he worked out that they ended up being a viable child, and it wasn't an iser erva, but he was playing with fire with the potential iser erva, and therefore we can ask because it was a potential iser deraisa that he was engaging in. Avos derabanan, the whole din over there to protect the child is a gzer derabanan. He was being aver and a derabanan. So even if he was aver, maybe kirabanan is feeling, Rebbe Lezer would agree to derabanan, they get divorced now, but you let her remarry this woman after the child is 2 years old, and we don't knas la'ilam on it being aver iser derabanan, perhaps. That's Rebbe Lezer saying is din by us, by Yavama, and not by the case of Menekes Uberes Chaveri. Inami, or we go the other way, exactly opposite. Akal the Kamer Rameir Hassam, Rameir only said over there that you have to get divorced and stay divorced forever. El Mishud Rabbanan, Hagufa, because it's only a din Rabbanan, we find this verse all over, that sometimes the Chamim have to make their Gezerah have more teeth than the din Daraisa. Why? Because by Daraisa, people are careful naturally. People don't want to be over Daraisa. They're more careful, protective. Whereas by Derabanan, sometimes people tend to be more lax. And the Chum therefore have to make a chizik l'dvayim. So maybe Dafka by the Derabanan, Rameir says, that you, Yaitzi, Ilamis, you have to get divorced and not get married even later, even after 2 years. Avalacham, Derisa, here by Derisa. Mifresh Parshmine, you need chizik not to be over an Isra of a sister-in-law of a chiv erva. We don't need just chizik. We know that it's us, so we're very scared of it because it's a chiv karas, and maybe therefore chizik is needed, and maybe therefore Rameir would not be geyser in our case. Therefore, by saying Rameir and Rebbe Lezer are not necessarily holding the same shita, maybe Rebbe Lezer says his dafka be'ibam, Rameir says his dafka be'gzer da'banan of Menekes Chaveri, and maybe the two are the same shita. Amar Rava. Uldivicham yet to beget. Back in the case of Menekes Chaveri, Umeberes Chaveri, where we're saying you have to separate from each other till the baby's viable, till the child is more than viable, no longer still depend on the mother, till the child is 2 years old. It doesn't mean they just separate and then they get back together when the child is 2. They actually have to have a get. They have to get divorced and then get remarried. Uldivicham yet to beget. You still have to divorce the friend's wife, and then you get remarried at a later time. What Rav is saying, that has to be a proper get. What was the lashon in the Braisa? The tani yaitzi. Yaitzi means you send her out. The like tani yafresh. If it's just a matter of separating, you should say it was a lashon of yafresh. Shema minot yaitzi. Yaitzi means with a get, you have to give a proper get. Now that's to be very relevant to the Rav's next shayla. Amev ashi Rav Ishia brei Dravidi. Hasam tan. We learned over there in a tan usually means a mishnah. Over here pashtas it means a Braisa. Over here means pashtas Braisa. It's Braisa and chulin. We learned over there as follows. Rav Shimon ben Eimer calls shavah the mishnah shemayim. In an Aphil. Anytime any child that survives 30 days, a child that lives 30 days, is no longer considered an Aphil, has a viable child. So in the case, let's say, of Yibam, so if the child lived 30 days, she's no longer stuck to Yibam, there's a viable child, even if the child subsequently passes away, the woman is still exempt from Yibam, she go marry Elisha. Says the Gemara Diak. Haloishas Fekavi. However, if the child didn't survive 30 days, then it's considered a Suffolk. Okay, that's a Diak based on that Braisa in Hulan Vidmar. And we learned if the child is the only child of the father and he dies within 30 days, the mother went and she got married to a fremda, a separate man from the shuk, not doing Yibam, not one of the brothers. So we're in a matzah where it was a suffolk if there was a child here. The child died with, remember, if the child lives for 30 days, vaday, we say he's a viable child, she's exempt from chalitza. She's not even allowed to do Yibam chalitza. If the child was nifter, nebuch, within 30 days, then we're not sure. Maybe it was a viable child who happened to have died. People die prematurely, happens unfortunately all the time. Maybe this child died very prematurely in the first month of his life, but it was really a child that was viable, and therefore there'd be no mitzvah yibam, no, it wouldn't be allowed to yibam. Or adrabba, maybe it was talking never a viable child, and there's a chiv yibam. She went and before doing what's the obvious solution, by the way? What should she have done? Chalitza. You do chalitza, you automatically exempt manav shach. Either chalitza was for no reason, wasn't necessary, or patos, she should have done chalitza. She didn't. She went, and she was in Skadish in the shuk to a separate person. Ravina shmei derav amar, imesh yisrael hi chalitzas, imesh yiskaini in a chalitzas. Ravina said, name of Rava, if she married this new fellow, was a Yisrael. So simple, she did the Gush Yisrael. Chalitza to the brother is not going to affect her marriage to Yisrael. We had heard in the Masechta that it's mayas to make her do chalitza. That's where you don't need it. Over here, it's mamish, a real suffix, so we'll make her do chalitza, and then she can stay married with her new husband. However, if the new husband's a kayin, which makes it that it's just chalitza, she'll be asked to him, then misafik, we're not going to make it to chalitza. That is Ravina's psak in the name of Rava. Rav Shashi b'shei Rav Amar, no, it doesn't make a difference. Achazu v'achazu chalitzas. Whether she's married to Yisrael, whether she's married to a kayan, we make it to chalitza. And in the case of kayan, it'll render asr to a new husband, and she'll now have to get divorced. She's no worse off than if she would have done the right thing in the first place, which would have been to do chalitza misafik. She'd also be asked to the kayan. It's just, now that she had very mad at this guy, it's a little more heartbreaking, but bottom line is, she jumped the gun, she still is to chalitza, and therefore it's going to ask her to the kain. Amalem Ravina Mishasha. Ravina says, Mishasha, it's very nice what you're saying about not doing chalitza in a case of a kain, because it's going to ask her to her husband, but Rava says, so, sorry, it's very nice what you're saying that you do chalitza no matter what, even though it asks her to her husband, who's a kain, top of Lamazan Malv. But Urcha Amravachi, at night Rav Tzaka said, but Urta, Rav said, like you just said, that you do chalitza even though asks her to the kayan. Uvit Safra Hadabev, in the morning he was chayzer and said, when she accepted the kedushim from a kayan, she need not do chalitza to mess her up from the kayan, misafik. Amalei, Rav Tzaka says to Rav, Sharisu, you're being matter to stay married to the kayan without chalitza? This is a woman that's suffering needs chalitza. He Rav Tashtirut Aftarva. It should be the will of Hashem. They should also be Matar Chayli. He wants to stress how he wasn't trying to curse him to be a minister. He wanted to stress that the same way being Matar, this issue needs Chalitza. He's letting her stay married without Chalitza. Go be Matar Chaylev. Same thing, you being Matar outright Asurim. How could you use the thing? Okay, so the Amar now is going to parlay that same Shaila now into the Sugi we had before about marrying one's friend's wife before, marrying one's friend's wife before. The child is before the baby's born or 2 years old, we're not allowed to do that. But what happens if you did it and the person that she married is a kayan? That's going to be the first question coming up. Before we get there, just an interesting taste of this. on Ramavav Amaze. Taisiv Ramasla Halei Shah Satakavi. Taisiv brings a few points actually. There's a Machlekes Rashi Taisiv. In the case where the baby was not 30 days old and the baby dies, what exactly is the case? Rashi seems to understand the case is Depiyuk Amaze. He just suddenly died. The baby just suddenly died. Taisiv says that no. Now we're not talking about cases with Piyuk Amaze, because it says if within 30 days and the child is Piyuk Amaze, then Adraba, we have to say that that's an Aphil. A baby that just suddenly dies in 30 days, we have to assume that's an Aphil. It's a sad story. It was a miscarriage. We're talking about where Taka fell off a roof, Nebuch, where it was an accident. The baby was killed. But the question is, it still didn't live 30 days. So maybe had it not been killed, it would have died anyway for 30 days. That's where we have a suffix. But if a mamish just dies with no explanation, that certainly is considered a non-viable baby. Since the fundamental machlekes Rashi Tosfos, when a baby is passed away within the first 30 days, what level of what's the guidelines to determine whether it's an aphil? There's other factors as involved as well. We've mentioned this in the past, just a couple of days ago, that if the baby is kalei chadashav, if it had a full-term pregnancy, that's also typically a sign that it was a viable baby. Then if subsequently something happens and it dies, you say it got sick, something happened afterwards, but it was supposed to be viable. Again, that also may play a role. But again, Rashi's learning the cases where the baby is just piyek umeis during 30 days. Tosfos says, no, it was nafam and agag or the like. But then Tosfos says, Abam kasha. Vamai, as Tosfos in Divrei Masechta Halei, Lavav Meis. Vamai leizid basar Reiv Nashim and Reiv Nashim Vamai Yeldon. Reiv women, they give birth to a viable child. If it's really more of a kasha Tosfos does say, if you like Rashi who's piyek umeis, they just died suddenly, then you have this big reisa in the chazaka that most children are viable. But if you hold like Tosfos' case, where they're talking about case where the baby, let's say, fell off the gag, so why can't you assume Abi Reiv had it not fallen off the gag, it would have survived, because that's the scenario, that's the halacha, that's the situation of Reiv of most babies. Because that, Taisa says, we're worried about Mia Matz like this, just like by water which has no end, where Api Pasha, the person drowned and is gone forever, we're worried that maybe they came up somewhere else and they may still be alive. It's the guy by the famous den, the guy by Aguna. So to hear, we're worried for the miyat, that there are miyat of babies that don't survive, that don't live past 30 days. Why are we worried over here? I won't read the rest inside. That's because over here, by the chumra of erva, we're dealing with the chumra of erva, and there's a miyat that exists. We're worried about the miyat that exists in the face of erva. That is Tosfos' answer, why we don't just automatically assume that you go by Sarai, that the baby that fell off the roof would have lived had not fallen off the roof. That is Tosfos. So it's interesting, Shalom Mechas Yitzlik, in Chelik Aleph, he brings, let's say you have a person, this is the opposite of the standard case, where the woman fell overboard in Maim Shalom Zayim, not the husband, the wife. And what's the question? The husband can for sure get remarried. Why? Because unlike a woman who can't have two husbands, a man theoretically can have two husbands. It's exer, but a case where the wife is missing, it's much easier to find the leniency to allow him to get remarried. The question is, he wanted to marry his wife's sister. Halach is, achiz ishtayz aser, chiv erva, chiv karz, close man, the wife's alive. If the wife passes on, the sister-in-law becomes mutter. The wife's sister is now mutter. Could you assume the wife has passed on or not? So in the Michas Yitzchak's, in the Michas Yitzchak Shaila, one of the rights that he brings to aser is this Tosfos, that by erva, even though it's only a miyat, Tosfos used these exact words, but mayim she'enam seif, waters, they're gone forever, so to speak. We don't know if the person came out of the water somewhere else or not. We go to chumra because of erva. He wants to say, therefore here, he shouldn't be able to marry the sister-in-law because of this chumra of it's a miyat, and it's erva, therefore shemachmer, ultimately actually comes out saying, lakula. For other reasons, he comes out to be mekel and says he could marry the sister-in-law because there's other svaras to be mekel. But the point is that one of the svaras he brings is from this discussion in our Tosfos. Okay, so that's more now. Back to Lam Zayin Alf. We're a few lines down off the top of the page. Now we have new shayla. We just introduced the whole discussion. We really had two discussions. We had an halacha about marrying a friend's wife. The friend is out of the picture, and he left over a pregnant wife or a wife that has a young baby. You're not supposed to get married, and if you do, you have to get divorced, and you can only take her back. According to our marriage, you can never take her back. According to Chum, you can only take her back after the child's 2 years old. That was din number one. Din number two was that in a case where you had a yibum situation where they didn't wait 30 days, there was a child that was born that they didn't wait 30 days. The child passed away within 30 days. It was a suffix if it was a viable child that exempts the wife or not. She went and married Lashuk, and she married a Kayan. So Me'ikud, then she still needs a Chalitza. With Machlekes, whether they make you do Chalitza now, I'm a suffix, and ask her and her husband or not to the Kayan or not. That was din number two. So now we put these two together, and we have a Shaila. What's going to be the din where the fellow that married his friend's wife that was pregnant, or his friend's wife that had a young child, that he's supposed to not marry, he's supposed to wait until the child's two, but he didn't, he was a kayan. What are we going to say over there? Me have Rabbanan Takana to the Kainan Lai. Are the Rabbanan going to do a Takana and make a special treatment for the Kainan or not? Meaning, if you remember we spoke about before, that Rava said that Rameir holds that Yasa Leilam. It's a Knas. You married prematurely this woman, child wasn't due yet, you have to get divorced and stay divorced forever. So according to Rameir, this child doesn't even start. This old woman doesn't start. Who cares about a Kainan? Even Israel can't take back this wife. But according to Chamim, that you get divorced, but you can take her back after 2 years. And we said, according to Rava, that Mamish is a get. You have to give a get, not Yafresh. Yates, you have to give a get. Would we say by a Kayan, we're giving a get makes it Asa forever because we can't get married Grusha. Would we say by a Kayan, Yafresh is enough? Would you make a dispensation and say, Yafresh, separate from this woman until the child's two, and that's enough? Or no, you still have to do a get, which will render her us to the Kayan forever. That's the Shaila. Amalei, me have run to the Kayan, you make it to come to the Kayan or not? Amalei. So Rav Hashia says back to Rav Ashi, Hakyashta, Bishlam Hasam, Kivan Dikar Abban the Pligil, Ledger Abshim Gamil. Over there by the case of Chalitza, they have the Rabbanan that argue Rav Shimon Gamliel b'chlal. The army, they say, Afagav Leisha, Vlad, Malyavi. The Rabbanan say, even if the child wasn't 30 days old, you assume it to be a viable child, and she does have to Chalitza b'chlal. So, Gav Eishas Koyen, Kibin Nulei Efsher, Avdin and Karabanan. So, over there, by Eishas Koyen, where there's no Eitza, we're relying on the Rabbanan. That's the pshat over there. Even though we're machmir for Gamliel to always give Chalitza there b'safik, since the Rabbanan held over there only Chalitza b'chlal, because we always assume the child, even if it died within 30 days, is, especially go taste explanation that fell off the roof, we assume it would have been viable, and therefore you only do chalitza because you're gemil, because you don't need chalitza. So in a makkah where she married a kayan, we rely on that button and don't require chalitza. Avahacha b'keman avid over here, man of shach ikrat meir hamir tzviyachzulamis. Meir says anyone who marries his friend's wife while she's pregnant or has a young baby has to get divorced and can never take her back. Forget about a kayan, you can never take her back anyway, even if it's a struggle. Vikra banan ha'ami beget. And even according to Rabbanan, we said you dafka have to divorce with a get. That was the deal the Rabbi made. It's yaitzi, not yafresh. And therefore, according to no one, you have eitza. By the case we just had a moment ago, Machlekes Rava, Machlekes Ravina, and Rabbi Sharshi and Rava, over there we have a sheet of chum that says, Bechal, it's not a problem, you shouldn't even need chalitza. So even if though we go to Rabbi Shigomil, it's machmer for chalitza, we'll make it by a kayan to protect the kayan. But over here, there's no one to go like Sarah Mayer says, anyone's asr, even a non kayan. And according to Chumim, you need to give a get, and therefore the Kayan will have to give up this woman, divorce her, and he'll never be able to take her back. Now it's interesting, Tais points out we have a klal in Shas. This is a short Taisus right at the, where's the Taisus? Top Taisus. Short Taisus right at the top of the page. It says Taisus, by Israel, leave Darabon. Taisus makes clear, which more really spells out for us, but the whole Shayla only fits Darabon. According to a mayor, whether it's married to a Kayan, whether it was a Kayan who married this Ashes Chaveri, or Yisrael, you give a get, the Yates Alamis, you gotta stay divorced forever, it's a Kanas. So the whole shot is going there, Rabbanan. Today it's just bothered that we have a klal halach kermeir b'gzeirisav. We pass like kermeir by his gzeiris. Rameir is the one that says that you get divorced via yitzilamis. We knas the yitzilamis. If we pass like kermeir b'gzeirisav, why are we even debating the shayla? This shayla only fits the Rabbanan. According to Rameir, the shayla doesn't start. Answers to Yisus b'shein the Bahag and the Shiltis. That you have to be very specific when we talk about gzeiris Rabbanans. There's gzeiris and there's knasis. There's gzeiris and there's knasis. A gzeir Rabbanan. Alacha like Gomer, the guy is Gezeris. The guy is Gezeris, like Gomer. Over here, we're not talking about Gezerah, we're talking about Knas. A Knas is a penalty. A penalty is a little different than a regular Gezerah. Maybe by Knas says we don't pass a Gomer. It says Taisvis, we have no rule that you pass a Gomer by Knas, and therefore the Mar is clearing the Shaila, even in the Chacham, or specifically in the Chacham. Itmar. Kitcha Bezer Shalisha Ubarach. What if he got engaged to a woman back to the Din of Avchana? We know a person has to wait 3 months between the woman leaving her last husband, divorce, widow, and getting married. The shaila is, what if he was Makadish or Beser Shalisha within 3 months, and then he ran away? So does his running away demonstrate that he knows he's not supposed to live with her yet, and therefore it's okay, we let him stay married, we're not going to cross, because he's demonstrating with his actions that he's going to be careful? Or no, the Maisi broke the rules. Pliki Barbachav Rafram, Chadam Misham, Tinanle. So one says that we place a ban on him, meaning it really means we basically forced him to get divorced. He married within 3 months. He may get divorced, and he can remarry her after 3 months. V'chanamar eruka misayate. His running away helps to protect him that we're not going to put him in chayim until he does a divorce. Havavda, there was taka a story, and Rafram said eruka misayate. Rafram taka said that the running away is enough. Meaning, we weren't sure we said what. We said, chat, one says you put him in chayim, one says the running away shields him from going to chayim. There's a story, and Rafram himself, Taka, said that the running away shields him and he need not get divorced. Okay, this next morning is going to take us really to the end of the daf. We said in the Mishnah, Safik ben Tisha, what if the child is a Safik? The woman does Yibam, the brother-in-law, and now a child's born 7 months later. He didn't wait the full 3 months. Child's born 7 months later. We're not sure if it's a bar tisha from the original husband, the original brother. Let's give names. Reuven dies, not children. His wife, Leah, should have waited 3 months before doing Yibam with Shimon. They both should have waited 3 months. They didn't. 7 months later, Shimon and Leah have a child. We're not sure if it's a child born for the mitzvah of Yibam, beautiful child, or if it's a child, also a beautiful child, born from the first husband. Child himself is fine regardless. The question is, he's not a mamzer. The child is either for the first brother or for the second brother. But if the child's from the first brother, then Leah and Shimon were over a serious isser of Eshazach, and therefore they have to bring a Ashim Tali. We're not sure if they're even isser of Achiv Chatos, so they bring an Ashim Tali. That was the Mishnah. Amei Rav Lev Nachman. Why don't we go based on Rav Nashim? That Rav Nashim, the halacha is, the Metzias, that should say, is that Rav Nashim is the Shialdan. They give birth after 9 months. They give birth to 9 month babies, which means the baby is a baby of the first husband, of Reuven, which means that Leah and Shimon were living in sin. They shouldn't be bringing a Ashim Tali. They should be bringing a Chatas. It should, we should just take for granted that they were Aver and Isser. Amrlei, Nashitadam, Leshiva, Yaldan. So you said back, because our women, they give birth, Leshiva, they give birth after 7 months. Amrlei, very nice. Your women in this locale give birth after seven. Very nice. Amrlei, Nashitadu, Habrubid, Amma. The Mishnah saying in general din, the guy with the veld at large, that we treat it like a suffix. If rape women give birth after 9 months, we shouldn't treat it like a suffix. We should say that's a 9 month baby, and they should be chayvachatas. Because in your locale, women give birth after 7 months. That's a change. The din of the Mishnah should be a reason. You're not answering the question. Amalei said, this is what I mean. Hachemina. Rape Nashim Yaldan Letisha Umiyan Lashiva. Rape Nashim indeed give birth after 9 months, like you said. But there are a meat that give birth after 7 months. And further, Kalayalat Letisha Uber Nikkel Shishimeh. Whoever gives birth after 9 months, the Uber's wearing Nikkur at the end of the third month. At the end of 3 months, the Uber's Nikkur. The zoo, Hoyel Velehukur Ubra Lashishimeh. And this child, this baby, this Yivama, really, since the baby was Nikkur at the end of 3 months, so Israel Ruba, her rave now is weakened. You have a rave giving birth after 9 months, a meat after 7 months. But all the women that give birth after 9 months, the baby's Nikkur after three. This woman, the baby was Nikkur after three. So now you have a little bit of a chink in the armor of the 9 month Sas, even though it's the rave, it now becomes. It's Israel Aruba, the rave is weakened, and therefore we kind of treat it like a 50-50 topic. Ask him 1 second. If you go with the exact word that we said, you still got a problem. Because what did you say? Whoever gives birth after 9 months, the Uber's Nick after 3 months. So in this case, if the Uber was Nick after 3 months, it's Fadeh, not a 9 month baby. Uber Nicholas Shishamea, if it's Taka ironclad rule, that every woman, the key deco is on the word ko, that every woman that gives birth after nine months, the baby's nicker by 3 months. This our situation over here, Midlaikur Lashishimah, our situation where we're saying Ishlaruba, it's more than Ishlaruba. If it wasn't nicker after 3 months, then Vade it's a 7 month baby. Ubra Vade by Shiva Libaso. Obviously this baby is a seven month baby from the second husband, and they should be able to stay married, and it should be Vade be mutter. Marcus right, Mar tweaks the wording, Ela Ema Rave Hayelda Satisha. Ubra Nicholas Shishimel, the Hayamid Lehoker, Lishishimel, Israel Ruba. You're right, what we're meant to say is like this. Again, Rave Nashim give birth after 9 months. Only a meat give birth after 7 months. But Rave of the Nashim will give birth after 9 months. The baby is Nicker in the mother's stomach, the Ubra's Nicker at the end of 3 months. And this one didn't have that. So even though there's a Rave of 9 months, there's also a Rave saying that had it been the 9 month baby, it should have been Nicker. So the Rave now became weakened. It's not Vaday, but it's weakened. And therefore left kind of the 50-50 suffix. Therefore, we're not sure if it's from the first husband or from Reuven or from Shimon. Therefore, they bring an Ashim Tali. They can't bring Chatas. They bring an Ashim Tali. Tanaban. About this child born from this Suffolk, if it's Reuven's or if it's Shimon's, Rishon Roelius Kangadol. This first child, like we said, is fully kosher. It's a beautiful kosher baby. Either he's Reuven's child or he's Shimon's child. Reuven and Shimon obviously have brothers. Otherwise, even more relevant. They're talking about case with the Kahanim, and the first one's fit to be Kangadol. Jump into Taisa quickly. This is the second amount of Taisa. Rishon Roelius Kangadol. He says, not so simple. Why? Because it's Gemara of the Ksufis. It says that if you have 10 Kahanim, that we don't know which one, but one of them went and fathered a child. So the child is a din of shtuki. We don't know who the father is, coming later in the stuff. You don't know who the father is, it's called the shtuki. You know who the mother is, and you're just not sure who the father is, it's called the shtuki. The Gemara says that it's not fit to be kangadol. Because we darshan that you need kuna needs zari miyuchas acharav. That in order for it to be a kangadol, it needs zari's miyuchas acharav. We don't know who the father is, it's not zari miyuchas acharav. Ask Tosfos, what about our case? We're saying if Reuven and Shimon are kahanim, and we're not sure who the father is, Reuven and Shimon, the child's mom is so kosher, he's fit to be kangadol. What do you mean? Is that zari miyuchas acharav? Mali if it's one of 10 fathers or one of 2 fathers. Even though they're brothers, we don't know. I could have heard of this mile by brothers, because you know, go one generation up. You know the grandfathers. You know the yichas, but you don't know the father itself. You don't know if it's Reuven and Shimon. Answer is the fundamental difference. Over there, it wasn't Zayin B'chus Acharav. Over there, it was also out of the context of a marriage. And there wasn't a marriage over there at all. Over here, both Reuven and Shimon, when they were living with this woman, maybe Shimon jumped the gun and it was a mistake, it was too early, but they were living with this woman with terrorist marriage. So, Taisa has really, it's 2 points. I skipped the main point. The main point is this din of Zayin B'chus Acharav is only Darabanan. It's a Gzeir Darabanan. It's not in Daraisa. In order to be Kohen Gadol, you need Zayin B'chus Acharav, it's din Darabanan Daraisa. And Darabanan only employed in a case where it's completely out of the context of a marriage. But where it's in the context of a Nisuan, just happens, may have been a mistaken Nisuan involved. But either way, this child, remember, is for sure kosher. This child's not a mamzer, so he for sure was born from a Nisuan, from a marriage, with a father who's a Kayan, and we're just not sure who it was. Over there, Rabbanan didn't class. So the taka fit, like the Gemara says, Rishon Merlis Kangadol, the first child is fit to be Kangadol. Fine. That's pretty straightforward. That's what we've said till now, that it's fit. The Gemara is just bringing out the point. It's 100% fit, he can be Kangadol. Here's the Chiddush. Shani mamzer b'safik. If they continue to stay married, Shimon and Leah, it's a suffix if there's a mitzvah yibim debachal. If there's no mitzvah yibim, it's mamish nisr erva, and the second child therefore will be, we're calling it second, it may be their first child, but the second child overall, mamzer misafik. That child is a mamzer misafik. Rabbi Elazar Eimer, a mamzer misafik. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer, ki, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says, a mamzer misafik. My comer, what is exactly the machlekes? Obviously it's mamzer misafik. What on earth is Rabbi Elazar Yaakov offering? It's not a mamzer misafik. So the Marzen have two opposite approaches from Abaya and Rava. It's actually, just to be clear before we start, Abaya and Rava both agree what the machlekes is between Tanakam, Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov. They simply disagree who says what. Let's see. Amar Abaye, Hachkamer. Here's after we the Machlekes. Rishon Rodei is Kangadol. Tanakama says the first child is fit to be Kangadol, like we said. Sheni is Safek Mamzer for Asr Mamzeres, and the Sheni is a Safek Mamzer, and therefore Asr in a Mamzeres because he can't marry regularly Yisrael, obviously because he's a Safek Mamzer, but he can't marry a Mamzeres because maybe he's not a Mamzer. He's stuck. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, remember, no, ain't a Safek Mamzer, Elavade Mamzer. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov is not ignoring the fact that this is a Safek Mamzer. He's just saying that the din of a Safek Mamzer is it gets treated like a Vade Mamzer. El Safek Mamzer, ain't a Safek Mamzer, Elavade Mamzer, who mutter Mamzeres, he gets treated like a Vade Mamzer to be mutter Mamzeres. Tomorrow we'll explain more about this shortly. Rabbi Amar, Hacham Rabbi says, no, the Machlaikis is the same Machlaikis, but the opposite opinions. Rishon Rodei is Kohen Gadol, Visheni Mamzer Vadei Misafek. The Tanakam was saying the Rishon is fit to be Kohen Gadol, and the second one is a Mamzer Vadei Misafek. Even though only Misafek, he has a din like a Mamzer Vadei Mutter Mamzeres as Mutter Mamzeres. But as Makkah, Rabbi Zakkah comes and says, no, Ein Vadei Mamzer Misafek, El Safek Mamzer Vas Mamzeres. No, it's not a Vadei Mamzer Misafek. It's a din of a full fledged Safek Mamzer, and Nafkin is it'll be Usher in a Vadei Mamzeres. The Kamifik Rabbi Lazar, and they really argue in the Psak of Rabbi Lazar. The time we looked at the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah comes up in the last parak Kedusha, famous parak of Asar Yichsin over there in Kedusha and of Ayin Dalet. The Mishnah comes up and says as follows: Rav Elazar Eimer, Vadei Vadei Mutter. When you have marriage between the Vadei, people that have Vadei Yichus, that's Mutter. But not always, not every case, but in the case where it's permissible, that's be Mutter. Vadei Besveikin, marriage between the Vadei and a Suffolk, or Sveikin Vadei, or marriage between a Suffolk, but the other way, Suffolk to go marry Vadei, or Sveikin Besveikin, marriage even amongst the Sveikas are all Asur. The Elohim, Sveikim, these are called Sveikim, Shtuki, some of you just don't know who the father is, we know the mother is not the father, Sufi is a baby that's totally abandoned, we don't know who the father or the mother is, Kusi, the people that they weren't Mikayim, the Divrei Chachamim, they learned the Torah literally, so for example, they don't darshan the pasuk of Kichim, Kichim, Stafron, that Kedushin could take effect via Kesef. They hold if a man gives a woman Kesef for Kedushin, it doesn't take effect because they don't darshan Kichichim Misafron. If there's no Kedushin, then they give a woman money for marriage and then go, and then she goes to marry somebody else because they say she was married. Menatayra, we know she is married and therefore we have to worry about their children of Amzerim and therefore we say that they're all considered they're not Vada Amzerim, they're Sveikim. So Sveikim, we're saying God the Blazer are Usr in each other or Usr in Vadas. Amar Buda, Amrav, Halakha Blazer, that Sveikim is Sveikim Usr. Kier must be the Shmuel Amrali. However, when I said this, Allah Ravuda said that Rav's Halakha Blazer, but Shmuel says, no, Hil Shana Hil, turn over there, Asar Yuchsin, that's the name of the parak we just quoted from the Kedushin, Olam Bavil, 10 Yuchsin, 10 different types of classes of Yichas went up from Bavil to Yisrael. Kani Levi Yisraelim, the first three are classic, Kain Levi Yisrael. Chalolim, those are Kayanim, Bnei Kayanim that married Grusha, let's say, Chalutza. Gerim, Charurim, Gerim, of course, Gerim, Charurim are Evan that became free and became also a form of ger, mamzer in a sin, shtuki bazufi. V'kulan mutar lovez abazah. Now all the mamutta to marry one another. Now it doesn't really mean that literally. It means kahanim levim israelim amut lovez abazah. The more of that explains in kedushin. Levim israelim chalalim ger mecharurim amut lovez abazah. And then the last grouping, amut lovez abazah. Fine, but the last grouping, amut lovez abazah, that includes mamzer nesinim, shtuki and asufi. The sveikas amutter in the vadayis. V'atam lachker blazer. You say lachser blazer. And the sveikin usher in each other and usher the vadayis. We have Hillel making guidelines with Asar Yuchzin, says Shmuel, and allowing the Sveik in the Vadayim. Abai is like Shmuel, the Melchior Hillel. So Abai holds like Shmuel, who says the Allah is like Hillel, that the Sveikin are Mutta the Vadayim, so a Suffolk Mamzer is Mutta the Vadayim Mamzer, and therefore Mukir B'Laz Miyakov believed the Hilchza. And that's why he established B'Laz Miyakov was saying that the Suffolk Mamzer is Mutta. That's why he learned, Abai was one that learned that B'Laz Miyakov was being Matter, a Suffolk Matter, a Suffolk Mamzer, and a Vadayim Mamzer. We won't have lach like Rav Miyakov. We'll explain why in a moment. And I won't have, we hold like Shmuel like Hillel, and therefore we want to make them both align that a suffik mamzer is mutter about the mamzer. Ravu flipped. We said they have the same machlokes. They just flip who says what. Ravu flipped it. Savalak Rav. He holds like Rav. Damalach Rav Lazer. That halach is that a suffik and avade is usser. Well, therefore, when Mukler Rav Lazer Miyakov leave the hilchza, he established Rav Miyakov as saying that the suffik mamzer is usser in a mamzer in order to have keich leitikshi tapamei hilchza in order to have machlokes halach. So we know either Pasak Rav or Pasak Shmuel. That's the Machlokes Abai and Rava. But what's his business name? Pasak Blaz Makav, Tap Rashi, famous. It's a Kaimulan, Mishas of Blaz Makav, Kav Vinaki. Kav means it wasn't a large amount. Kav was a small amount, Vinaki, but it was very clean. He didn't say a lot of memories, but every memory he said was clean. As a general rule, there are exceptions, but as a general rule, we pass like Blaz Makav. There is I think it's Rabbi Nechananel, who says Kav is Gematria Kuv Beis 102. There's 102 members for Blaz Makav and Shas. We pass like him, command all of them. Maybe there's, again, like I said, one or two exceptions, but we pass like him, and therefore, we both Rav and Abaye want to establish halacha to be like Rav Lazar Miyakov, and therefore Abaye says we go like Shmuel that says that a suffix mutter nevadai, he makes the Rav Lazar Miyakov saying a suffix mutter nevadai. Whereas Rav who says like Rav that the suffix a suffix mamzer is usser nevadai, he'll establish Rav Miyakov to be the one that's saying that a suffix is usser in a vadai, and in order that Rav Lazar Miyakov should come out, I'll leave it to Amar Abaye. Mino aminila. Where do I know? The whole speaking of Blaz Miyakov Vadim Meshvli. What's a raya that according to Blaz Miyakov, every suffix has a din like a vaday? The time went to Raisa Blaz Miyakov Aimer, Harry Shabbat called Alash Marbi. If he was bought many women, Vaini Dale Elizabeth Bun. The guy was very promiscuous, had relations with a lot of women, and he didn't even know which ones he had relations with to know who are his children. Vaini Shabbat Alash Marbi, or the woman was promiscuous the same way, the opposite with many men. Vaini Das Mezim and Kibla. She wasn't even married, let's say she was single, but she was out there with many men, and she doesn't know which men she conceived from, who is her father. Nimsa Abnei says Pitei, V'Achnei says Achesi, V'Espal Kalem Kulam Zerim. Here's the key words. It's going to come out that a father will, by mistake, marry a daughter, or a brother will marry a sister, and the whole world will be filled with Mamzerim. V'Zanemar U'molar Zima. This is Rabbi Zakov talking. And for this, the Pasuk says, U'molar Zima, the world will be filled with Zima, with like Zima, it means depravity, it means with like Znus and Zima. Point is, even if this happens, the whole thing's a suffix. We don't know which children belong to the father, or in this case, or when the man's promiscuous, which children belong to the mother. So it could come out that maybe there's a mom, so the father married his daughter, or a brother married his sister. Terrible thing. But the point is, the whole thing at the very best is only a suffix. If Yod Suffolk Mamzer, right? Yeah. What does the pasuk say? It said Falzet Nemar. Even before that, V'Nispal Kulei Mamzerim. The whole world is full of Mamzerim. We deal with Suffolk Mamzerim. Yet we're referring to them as Vadim Mamzerim. Malart Zima sounds like we're referring to them as Vadim Mamzerim. That's the right. There was back and forth. A Suffolk Mamzer is like a Vadim Mamzer. On that, Rav deflects. Says no. That's Uriah. Rav Amalach Hachamer Zumahi Zima is Lashon of Zumahi. We don't know what the status of the child is. It doesn't mean it's Vadim Mamzer. It's still Suffolk Mamzer. But we're left with the situation of people not knowing who they are, who they belong to. That's also a terrible situation. Zumahi, we're not sure who this child is. That's what the pasuk means, but not that it's a vadim amzer. Okay. Yes, Akin Amar Blaz Miyakov. Leisa the Isha Medina Zum. Rabbi Blaz Miyakov says a bigger din that a person shouldn't marry a bigger chumra. He shouldn't marry a woman in this medina. Viachvisa Isha Medina Cheres, and then go marry a woman in a different medina. Shemis Dav Guzelzeh, because maybe the children of these marriages will meet up unbeknownst to them that they share the same father and they get married. Nimsa Achmei says Chesay, a brother's marrying a sister. Aini asked the Gemara, are you really concerned? For Rav Kikla the Darshir Machres Rav to call up Amar and say, Man Havli Yema, who wants to marry me for the day? He's in the city today. He wants to make sure of a wife in order not to be. In order not to succumb to any taivis, you want to have a wife. For Rav Nachman Kiklo Lichziv, Machris Kolav Amar, Mahaviyem, who wants to marry me for the day? This discussion means after one day, even for a couple of days. So you see, the Rabbanim will get married to women in different towns, and we're not concerned that the children that come out of these marriages will marry their children from other towns. Shani Rabbanim Shami to Pekiyishmael. The Mara says Rabbanim different because it's famous. If any woman ends up fathering a child, ends up having a child that was fathered by one of these Amaram, you're going to be sure she's going to let her child know your father was Nachman, your father was Rav. Says Gemara Bechlav Amarava. Amarava is a technical issue with this whole story. As besides the fact that it sounds very, very odd. But Amarava Tevuli Nasim Espaisa Shichle Shishur Nikiim. When you ask the woman to get married, you talk about one that you're already engaged to, or in the Gemara's terms, already had Eirsim with. When you ask her to do Nesuin, you automatically have to, and she agrees, you have to wait 7 days because we're scared that there's dam chimam, that she gets excited about the marriage proposal, or the nisu proposal, and she became a nida. So how is ever relevant that they had Rav and Nachman have these wives for the day in these cities? He couldn't live with them anyway. The Gemara says, Rabbanu Shulchan, Havu Kamashani Umaydlu. Two answers. Answer number one is Rabbanu would send shluchim in advance when they traveled to the place, and therefore knocked away the 7 days was already looked after because they already had the woman prepared more than 7 days in advance. Really, they never lived with these women. The whole thing is not as interesting as it sounds. They didn't live with the woman. They wanted to have paspasali, that if they really decide that Taif is getting the best of them, they're going to live with these women. Right? They'll live with these women. They have a backup. They have a wife here in this place to live with in order not to succumb to any desires. Which I'm believing talking about Amiram, Gedalim, Rav, Rav Nachman were worried they want to put a protection in place not to succumb when they were traveling on their own. You can't compare one of those paspasali to one of those paspasali. So as long as he has someone lined up, he didn't really live with her anyway. So you're right, 7 days she's not usher, he lived with her anyway. The obvious question is that why that's not called paspasali. If she's us for 7 days, not paspasali. First, already answer, they say no, that since he knows if he really wants her, he can wait a week, then it's going to be fine. You know, a chasakalo, we don't allow them to wait alone. Unless that be a Rishayna. The first we discussed that perhaps since Rav and Rachman already had relations with other women in the past, they had their wives, we're not so concerned that we can't let them alone for a week, even with a new wife. It's talking about a new chassan who never had relations. Over there were Makpin, not to leave them alone with a wife who's us. Okay, but the point is, that's called paspasali. That was the whole point. They didn't actually live with these women, and therefore, not a taina, it's not a skira to what we said before. We were talking before about not having women, wives in multiple locations because the children go marry each other. There's no children, there's no relations here. They're not even consummating the marriage. They just wanted to have pas basale. Tana, Rabbi Lezer, Eimer, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Eimer, Leisa the Mishtei, Vidait Lagasha. A person should get married with Das to divorce his wife. You're scheming against your friend. It's a bad practice. However, Miri points out we're dafkasing over here because I went up to Rav Nachman. We're goofy coming to qualify it without speaking it out and say, unless you notify the other person. If you get married to someone with intent to ultimately divorce them, that's a problem if they don't know about it. But if the other person is well aware, like these cases, Rav and Nachman were traveling to the city and they let the people know that while we're here, we want to be married, then it doesn't have the same issue, then it's going to be okay. There is a, you know, I'm pushing out of time, there's a further discussion. Let's leave it here. I'll pick up with Marvin Shem. There's a little bit more.